Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Today we have on the show with us Dr. Wayne Rossiter, author of the new book, Shadow of Oz, Theistic Evolution and the Absent God. Dr. Rossiter's book is one of the most comprehensive books critiquing theistic evolution to date. Dr. Rossiter is an assistant professor of biology at Waynesburg University. He holds a PhD in ecology and evolution from Rutgers University, and he studies disease and ecology and also heads up their marine biology program at Waynesburg University. So, Dr. Rossiter, it's great to have you on ID the Future.
Hi, Casey. It's happy to be on.
Well, we've been excited about having you on the show because your new book, Shadow of Oz, is such a comprehensive critique of theistic evolution. You certainly have multiple dimensions of interest in this debate. Obviously, most biologists such as yourself are going to be interested in the scientific side of the question of theistic evolution, but you also have lots of interest in the theological and philosophical dimensions of that debate, and your book covers the question of theistic evolution from all of those different angles. So before we get going here, I want to say to our listeners, I want to highly recommend Wayne Rossiter's book, Shadow of Oz, as a comprehensive critique of theistic evolution. And if you are maybe a student in a class and you have a professor telling you that both Darwinian evolution is perfectly compatible with faith and that it's unquestionably scientifically correct, but you kind of have this sense that maybe your professor is not telling you the whole story, then you need to put Shadow of Oz on your Christmas list, because it is the ideal antidote to the typical line that many college students will hear about theistic evolution. But I don't want to be the one talking here. I want to let Dr. Rossiter sort of lay out his own experience with the debate over Darwinian evolution and explain some of his views that he talks about in Shadow of Oz. So, Dr. Rossiter, just to get started here, could you tell us a little bit about what got you interested in the topic of origins?
Well, this will sound sort of like a dodge, but I can't remember a time that I wasn't interested in origins. I was a little sciencey kid who was always interested in biology. And of course, science in general is all about asking the question, what causes a particular phenomenon? And so that plus my interest in history and philosophy gets you into an area where you're necessarily talking about the origins and even the ontology and teleology of many phenomena. And so I think that's where the ID component sort of comes in. But yeah, I think it's just something that some people know very early on what it is that they're passionate about. And I just can never remember a time that I was interested in knowing about biological systems and how they come to be and how they operate and where they're going.
Well, I think a lot of folks can relate to your passion and interest in the topic of origins. Now, you have a really interesting conversion, or you might call it deconversion experience, from atheism to theism that you talk about in your book. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your sort of deconversion experience from atheism into theism and from Darwinism to sort of a non-Darwinian view of life. I'd love to hear a little bit about your experience when you were in grad school of why you changed your mind.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's worth mentioning, I think one of the things that sort of gives my view credibility is that I was a staunch and cantankerous atheist until 2008. As I describe in the book, basically of Dawkins' ilk. I mean, I was out to basically destroy Christians and theology and had a fully Darwinian understanding of reality. And I won't go through the whole interesting story about it, but basically on a winter night in March of 2008, I had sort of a Saul to Paul conversion moment. Initially just from atheism to belief in something else, I basically realized that the atheism was philosophically bankrupt and couldn't supply many of the things that I assumed. And this was a huge crisis. It was not an easy process. I was very broken by that conversion moment. And it took me months and even years to sort of put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And during that time, one of the things I guess it really did, I wouldn't say that the conversion away from atheism immediately meant that I rejected Darwinian thinking. That was something that came much later when I started really reading a lot of literature and actually finding that there are many secular biologists and scientists who also had growing doubts about its power, and we might talk about that later. So it was sort of, they're two separate things. I mean, I had this interesting theological moment in my life that redirected the path forward, and then during that time, I started to really reevaluate some of the things that are simply assumed. And I think that's the big problem, is that many of these things are simply assumed. We're so many generations into the Darwinian idea that it's not really critiqued and seriously asked to hold up its end of the bargain too often in classrooms, and I think that's part of it.
So why did you decide to write a book about theistic evolution?
Well, I wasn't intending to. But basically, again, I was an atheist until 2008, so I wasn't even reading theological literature at that time. I didn't know what theistic evolution was. But after that, I started to look at different views of God and the way that God might relate to science. And, of course, then you would find theistic evolution very quickly. And it was much of a surprise to me in general just how popular it has become, particularly in academic circles. But it wasn't until 3 years ago when Waynesburg hosted a little workshop on science and faith. And it was led by Ted Davis from Messiah College, historian of science and theistic evolutionist. He writes a lot for BioLogos. And the conversations that happened over that three-day period, I was just sort of taken aback at some of the views that were coming out of it, because essentially theistic evolution just didn't look like much of a theism to me. It was more just evolution. So I started to read and dialogue a lot more on the topic, and then I wanted to organize my views in some way, and so a manuscript was born of that, and didn't take very long at all. I actually wrote the book in 8 days, and then less than a year later, it was put to print. So the process just sort of unfolded very organically for me.
Well, that's very impressive that you wrote this book in 8 days, Dr. Rossiter. It's certainly a comprehensive critique of Darwinian evolution. Again, the title is Shadow of Oz, Theistic Evolution, and the Absent God. And I highly recommend it to our listeners who are interested in understanding theistic evolution. This is not our last conversation with Dr. Rossiter. We're going to have him come back and talk about what is his top problem with theistic evolution and go a little bit more into detail about what he talks about in his book. So, Dr. Rossiter, will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Again, check out the new book by Dr. Wayne Rossiter, Shadow of Oz, Theistic Evolution and the Absent God. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.